Father God, we bless your name and we thank you for this time that we come together, Father God. Thank you for the power that you give us to decree and declare. And this is our declaration, Father. We decree and declare, this is the day the Lord has made. We decree and declare, we are the healed of the Lord. We decree and declare the strength of the Lord. We decree and declare clarity over our lives. We decree and declare angelic visitation take place on this day. We decree and declare a divine hedge of protection over the lives of your people and their families. We decree and declare abundance this day. We decree and declare the increase of the Lord. We decree and declare the love of the Lord surround and encompass us. We decree and declare divine connection. We decree and declare the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding. Take us over right now, O Lord. We decree and declare the joy of the Lord over our lives and our families' lives. We decree and declare fruit bearing good works this day. We decree and declare in you we move, live, and have our being. We decree and declare right relations. Moderator, let's open up the line and let's all go in. Speak.
Father, I thank you for this night. I thank you for the midnight call. I thank you for your goodness and mercy. I thank you, Lord, for Archbishop and Pastor Deborah Jordan. I thank you for the vision that you place in their life. I thank you, Lord, for strengthening them. I thank you for the globalizing, the prophetic. I thank you for all the prophets and prophecy. And for those who are online listening, thank you for blessing them. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for covering them. Thank you for the hedge of protection, all the prophets. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you for the government in this country that you place. Thank you for giving them wisdom and guidance. And thank you, Lord, for the elderly. Thank you for putting His protection over there. Thank you, Lord, for those who were on the prayer list. I lift those names up to you, Father. I thank you for letting your will be done them. Thank you for touching them. Thank you for blessing them. Thank you for prosperity. Thank you for their cancellation. Thank you for finance. Thank you for money-making idea. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness, mercy. Thank you for the children. Oh, yeah, putting His protection over them, especially for protecting them from government, from drugs. Thank you, Lord, for giving them wisdom and guidance. Thank you for helping them to be obedient to the parents. Thank you, Lord, for the prophetic that they've been called to. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your goodness and mercy. And thank you, Father God, for those who need healing in the physical body or surgery. Thank you for your healing power. Thank you for strength. Thank you for the mothers, all the mothers. Thank you for giving them strength and physical strength in the body. Thank you for your goodness and mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you, Father God. I give the praise and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Prayer against addictions, taken from the miracle, prophetic miracle prayer book by Master Prophet and Prophet Deborah. Dear God, I pray for a reminder today. Remind me, O Lord, of your power and your love for your children. Remind me that you are indeed at work in my life, setting me up to reach my potential in you. I repent for the times I let my eyes wander when I entertain the thought of the world. I repent for all the situations in which I compromised, damaging the faith that's been built up. God, please give me the strength not to give in, not to compromise for you. Never promised. You never compromised when it came to me. Father, allow me the wisdom to properly guard my heart that I may not stray from the path you've set for my life. I come to you today seeking refuge. Thank you for never leaving nor forsaking me. Take this addiction, this idol, away from my heart and replace it with your love and truth, Lord. I declare for freedom. Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and I will not submit again to a yoke of slavery in Jesus' name. For all that is in the world, the desire of the flesh, the desire of the eyes, the pride and riches come not from the Father but from the world. 1 John 2:16. And I thank you, Father God, for hearing my prayer and for hearing our prayer. Thank you, God, for freedom and for love. And thank you, God, for your faithfulness towards each and every one of us on this line, God, and for our families and for all of the generations that we have, God, and those to come. Thank you, God, for delivering us from any addictions, God. Thank you for your mercy and being over us and watching over us, God, holding us in the palm of your hands. I thank you for the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah and for their vision, God. And I ask you to bless each and every person on the line. And God, remember those whose names are on the sick list and bless them, God, strengthen them and heal them and deliver them from their addictions also. I give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father God, I thank you that this is a day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, I thank you for an opportunity to be a part of this prayer line. I thank you for every prayer request that has been uttered. Father, I thank you for healing and strength for every family member on this line that's represented tonight. I thank you for the unity of the oneness on everyone coming together on one accord, allowing us, allowing you to hear us, hear our voices, hear our supplications, Father. I thank you for our leadership, Archbishop, Master Prophet, even our Jordan. I thank you for our leading lady, Pastor, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, Father God. I thank you for the Jordan legacy and the Jordan family. I thank you for Mother Mary Barrion, Mother Mary Jordan, Father God. I thank you for the men of the world, Father God. Give them the strength and encouragement. I thank you for their leadership, Father. I thank you for their successes. I thank you for what they stand for as husbands and brothers and uncles. Father, I thank you for the men and women that are serving the country so diligently. Father, keep them from harm, Lord. Keep their families at perfect peace. Father, thank you for the children worldwide. Father, protect them like never before. Father, I thank you for the good work and the good report on anyone that has any kind of medical conditions going on right now, Father. You are the healer and you are the nurturer, Father. We trust and we believe your report without a shadow of a doubt. Father, I thank you for elevation and expansion for your people. Father, I thank you for opportunities for them to grow and transform into who you want them to be. Father, I thank you for their voices that shall be heard loud and clear from the north, south, east, and west. Father, I thank you for our president. I thank you for giving him the strength. I thank you for giving him wisdom and so he can guide this country. Father, I thank you for world peace. Father, I thank you for prophecology. I thank you for poem and the company of prophets. Father, I thank you for the Word Network that said yes to our leadership, Archbishop, Master Prophet, and Pastor Deborah Jordan. I thank you for the opening doors of everyone that comes before that network to hear what thus saith the word of the Lord for their people. Father, I thank you for covering Bishop Varian and Prophetess Michelle. Varian, I thank you for Prophetess Tiny and the work that you're doing in Africa. Father, I thank you for your love and your unconditional love that you have for your people. And Father, I thank you most of all for your Son, Jesus Christ, who said yes to all mankind. I love you to life. And amen and amen. Father God, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for waking everyone up. I thank you, Father God, for the financial seeds you give us to sow. It schedules us for the harvest. I thank you for Archbishop Ebenard Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan for their faithfulness in being a yes and for ministry and globalizing the prophetic. I thank you, Father God, for all of your people worldwide who's seeking and finding you through the prophets and through the fivefold ministries. I thank you, Father God, for the White House, cover them in making wise decisions for the country. Thank you, Father God, for all who are mourning in this season. Lift them up, Prophetess Sandra Elder and family, and all who is mourning in this season. Thank you for your prophetic vision, Father God. Wealthy ideas, we're ready for it. We're ready to receive it. Thank you for revelation. Thank you for divine alignment. Thank you for employment package deals, vehicle transportation, housing favor. Thank you for provisions that are good for us, Father God. Thank you for new destinies and new territories. Thank you that the power of giving power to your saints. Thank you that we don't grow, that we run and not grow weary. Thank you for your army of angels to cover us all worldwide. Thank you that true success is serving you, Father God. Thank you for protecting the fledglings and the prophets on this line, those that's in school, in college, and universities. May they have a personal relationship with you, Father God. Thank you for commanding our day, filling it with clarity, grace, and mercy that follows us all the days of our life. Thank you for being Jehovah Rapha, who heals all that's on the sick and shut-in list. Thank you for being Jehovah Nisi and Jehovah Jireh. Your word will never fall to the ground or return non and void. Thank you that we're more than conquerors, Father God. Fortify us with your strength. You deserve all the honor, glory, and praise, Father God. I love you to life, Father God. And I thank you for this midnight cry that Pastor Deborah had created for us to have, this midnight cry that we all can come to you together on one accord, Father God. Thank you for our first family, which is the Jordans. Bless their legacy and all the legacies that's on this line. Thank you for the children. May you continue to protect them and their comings and goings and expose those in the traffic ring, the human traffic ring, Father God. Thank you for Pullman Prophecology. Thank you for Master Prophet being a true blessing to all of us. In Jesus' almighty name I pray, amen and amen.
Amen. Father God, we thank you for this evening, this morning, for the space of a prayer, for the space of reunion, Father. We thank you for this daily reunion that we have with the prophets, Father. Continue to grow us, Lord. Create more confidence in us, Lord. We thank you for the confidence that has been built in us, Lord, that the leadership that has stepped up to organize this call, Lord, continue to bless them, Lord, and increase them, Lord, that every seed that is sown, Lord, in time and in money and in energy, Lord, duplicate, Lord, multiply. I speak multiplication to every seed, Lord, every time seed, Lord. Let us be able to have more time in other areas of our lives, Lord. Thank you for the passive income, Lord, that is created as a result of new witty inventions and ideas and taking risks, Lord, that you have guided us to take, Father. We thank you for, Lord, the passive time, the time freedom that is to occur in this season. I command time freedom to hit every household on this call, Father. We thank you for more time for ministry, more time for vacation, more time for exercise, more time for rest, more time for meditation and prayer. We command it so, Father. We thank you for it. Lord, we thank you for the provision to cover us, Lord, so that just because we have more time doesn't mean we have less money. We have more money. We command the money to flow in different streams, real estate, investments, savings, lending, witty invention, Father. We thank you for them all. We thank you for promotion in this season, Lord. And we block every wall, every brick, every stumble that would try to hold us back from what is due ours, Lord. We thank you for, Lord, every child that is represented on this call, Lord. We continue to be a stand for education, Lord, both self-education, home education, spiritual education, formal school education. Lord, we thank you, and we command the children that are represented here on this call and in the ministry, Lord, and in the kingdom of God, Lord, to excel, Lord, really be the example. Lord, thank you for giving us the confidence to set the example for the world, Lord, to follow in this season. We thank you for, Lord, the emergence of media and the emergence of new content to come out of the house of God, Lord, in the areas of art and entertainment, Father, in the areas of poetry, song, dance, Lord, movies, scripts, books, Lord, full feature films, Lord, hip hop, jazz, classical, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that as the originators of many of these arts, Lord, as Africans, African Americans, Lord, those of the diaspora, Lord, thank you for putting in us the energy, Lord, of kings and queens, Lord, and creators, Lord. We just thank you for that godlike energy, Lord, that you have already blessed us with, Lord. Lord, just allow us to tap into it full blown, tapping into our godlike energy, Lord. We thank you for the teaching, Lord, that we have been so honored and blessed to receive from the Archbishop Ibn R. Jordan, Pastor Deborah Jordan, Lord. They reminded us of our godlike nature, Lord. We just thank you for the ability to walk in and manifest every teaching, Lord, that we have ever received. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. And dear Heavenly Father, as we lift our voices today in prayer, Lord God, we just honor you. Lord, we reflect on your goodness and your mercy that has been great, that has been reflective in our lives, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you continue to show up and show out, Lord God. Lord, even in times of uncertainty and unknown and troubles, Lord God, we thank you for your visibility in our lives. We thank you for the light that you shine, Lord God, over our lives and through us, Lord God. Lord, we just honor you, Lord God. We sit in your grace and in your presence tonight, Lord God. We thank you that you would allow us to be in your presence, Lord God. We ask the Holy Spirit continue to speak through us, continue to guide us with wisdom and knowledge, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that through the prophetic, Lord God, that we have insight, Lord God, that we are in the know, Lord God. And so we thank you for the things that you're doing in this season, the things that are coming forth in this season. We thank you in advance, Lord God, for the victory and the increase that is coming to us in this season, Lord God. We thank you for our portion, Lord God, in the kingdom. We thank you for our portion in the kingdom. And we know, Lord God, that as we continue to expand in faith and increase in knowledge and wisdom, Lord God, that we would see more of you, that we begin to understand more of you, Lord God. So I lift up every concern, every saddened heart. We lift up, Lord God, every troubling heart, everybody that is without peace of mind. We lift them up right now, Lord God. For we know, Lord God, that when we call on your name, Lord God, that we know that you, Lord God, will answer our prayers in abundance, Lord. We thank you for our leaders, and we just pray for them right now. We pray for the leaders of countries and nations, Lord God, those that are in uproar and those, Lord God, that are looking for a breakthrough. Lord, I just commit these countries like Syria into your hands right now, refugees and those who are isolated. Lord, we just lift everybody, every place, every corner of the earth into your hands in this season and in this hour, Lord God. We know that you're doing a mighty thing, and we know that the blood that covers us, Lord God, we know that as we raise your voice, we know that, Lord God, that you are God of all things, God of all people. And we know, Lord God, that this is meant to end but it's the beginning. So we thank you, Lord God.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Glory to your name, Father God. We bless your name, God. Hallelujah, Father God. We speak life in the body's challenge tonight, Father God. We speak life into careers tonight, Father God, that we're able to advance, everyone able to advance to where they need to be, Father God. We decree and declare uncommon financial favor and breakthrough and restoration in financial situations, Father God. Monies that are owed to us, Father God, we decree and declare restoration here, Father God. We decree and declare spiritual growth, Father God, that we don't keep drinking milk, Father God, but I see us still going forward to just not have even the meat but the mysteries of you, Father God. We hold up the people on the prayer list today, God, and we see healing. We see favor, God. We see it all well, Father God. Because you give us the power, Father God, to live, be, do, and have, Father God. So we see these things, Father God. We hold up Prophetess Naomi Jordan Cook tonight, Father God, and the family, and little Nathan soon to come, that they're going to be in good health, and it's all favorable, Father God. Help her pregnancy, Father God, to just move out, Father God. Oh, give her the strength. Give her the strength, Father God. We bless you and we thank you for marriages, Father God, just to keep continue to cover them, Father God. We're holding up the White House, Father God, and America, Father God, that we all have peace of mind, Father God. And as Master Prophet said, love, no racism, Father God. We thank you for the power of prophecy and the vision that you've entrusted the Archbishop with, Father God. And we thank you, and we see it whole and complete, and people blessed, saved, delivered, and, you know, just lifted up. We thank you for the music department and the team developing songs for power of prophecy, Father God, for the unction of a song a day, Father God. We see it, and we are touching and agree. We thank you for the covering of the homes and our ancestors that held us up, Father God, and holding us down. Thank you for our families, those who need salvation. We stand with that, Father God, and with them, we cancel out addiction and depression. Those longing for companionship, Father God, to be married, Father God, for this partnership, Father God, we stand with them, Father God. We thank you for comforting us, Father God. Each and every night, we bless all of the Zoe family and affiliates with Zoe, Father God. We give your name the honor and the glory and the praise, Father God. Oh, my God, we lift your name. We worship you this day, Father God. Every prophet on this line, Father God, as they're praying for others, Father God, we lift them up. We lift them up. Bless their homes. Bless their homes, God. We thank you for everything in divine order. Amen.
Amen. Your mercy and love, loving kindness, O Lord, extends to the skies, and your faithfulness to the clouds. O Lord, you preserve man and beast. We put our trust under the shadow of your wings, for with you is the fountain of life. In your light do we see light. And Father, we thank you for the illumination of your Spirit. We thank you for the Holy Spirit this evening, God. And we thank you for your presence, God. Father, we pray for Syria tonight, Father God, and we pray for the devastation of that land, God, that, Father God, you will be the remedy and the cure, God. We pray that you will cover, Father God, the borders of that nation, Father God, and we ask, God, that you will release and dispatch the angels that govern over that city, God. We thank you, Father God. Remember the cries of the children, God. Remember the mothers. Remember the fathers, God. And, Father, we decree victory over that land, God, and uncover, Father God, every spy, every hidden, Father God, secret, every deceit and every deception, and Father God, every ploy and every plot. We thank you, Father God, that you uncover it, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. We pray, Father God, for this nation. We pray for our president. We pray, Father God, for the integrity in the White House, God. We pray, Father God, that their righteousness, God, that this nation will be a nation under God and that it will stand for righteousness, Father. We thank you, Father God, for those that you have appointed in this season, Father God, to prophetically speak to the government, God, to prophetically, Father God, speak to the White House, God. We ask, Father God, that you send your prophets, that you send, Father God, them into places, Father God, where they've never been before, God, and they will begin to speak and decree a thing, and the whole nation will begin to see that Jesus is Lord. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thou hast broken down all the hedges of the enemy. Thou hast brought his strongholds to ruin. For we are the circumcision who worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. For we count not ourselves to have apprehended, but this one thing we do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. We press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that the oppression of the poor and the sighing of the needy is not ignored by you, for you shall arise and set him in safety from him that puffeth up. Father God, we thank you for taking dominion over the oppressor and bringing the oppressor down low. For you said we shall be free from oppression. Father God, we thank you for breaking down his hedges and the strongholds being brought to ruin. We thank you, Lord God, for defeating every wicked and divisive spirit that's working against your people. We take dominion over every witch and every warlock, every negative prayer being prayed against your people, every disease being sent into the atmosphere. We arrest it in the name of Jesus. We command cancers and heart conditions to be gone and removed from your people. For you said no sickness nor disease shall come nigh our dwelling. Therefore, we know it's not of you, God, and we send it back to the sender. Prostate cancer, breast cancer, abdomen and colon cancers, we send it back to the sender in the name of Jesus. We thank you for healing and breakthrough and deliverance. We thank you, Lord God, that your compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. We thank you, Lord God, that we lift up every prayer request And we thank you, Lord God, for meeting every need. We call every need met. We call every bill paid. We break the power of lack upon the lives of your people. We cover them in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of addiction, alcoholism, drug addiction, we break the bands of wickedness. Every generational curse, we rebuke it now in the name of Jesus and plead the blood of Jesus against the spirit of weariness and stress and worry and panic and hopelessness and helplessness. We break the power over the minds of your people that have rendered them paralyzed with fear. And we thank you, God, for your anointing that's destroying every yoke of bondage in our lives and our families' lives. We thank you in the name of Jesus for Archbishop and Pastor Deborah and the First Family. We cover them, we strengthen their hands, and we come into right divine alignment as you launch them forward. We submit under authority of your, under your mighty hand, God, that we may lift up our leaders and cover them and stand in obedience and not break rank. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen, Prophetess Olivia.
Amen. Live conference call schedule, 9 a.m. Join the Master Prophet Monday through Saturday. Pop Life Radio, Monday through Friday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. 8 p.m. Join Prophet Joshua Jordan and the Company of Prophets, Monday through Friday. And you can join our leading lady, Pastor Deborah Jordan, for another electrifying midnight cry call tonight and every night, midnight, 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for 30 minutes. And the conference call number is 1-515-604-9266. That's 1-515-604-9266. And as this call continues to be a blessing to you and your family, you can text to give and type in donate to 646-672-0433. That's 646-672-0433. If you have any prayer requests or praise reports, testimonies, you can email Pastor Deborah Jordan at www.pastordeborahjordan.com. That's www.pastordeborahjordan.com. Could it be what you're seeking is seeking you? Join the Poem Seekers Conference call at 641-715-3631. Access code 533-404 and a pound. The call is Tuesday and Friday at 9 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have the Book of the Month Club, number 4. Call Customer Care Line at 888-831-0434 and inform the moderator you want to enroll in the Book of the Month Club, number 4. We also have our Pastor Deborah Jordan has her pre-Mother's Day event, which is on Saturday, May 12th, and it's called WOW, Women of Wisdom Luncheon, at the Ravel Hotel. The address is 8-08 Queens Plaza South. That's Queens, New York, 11101. It's from 12 noon to 4 p.m. The tickets are $60 per person. And the guest speakers will be Pastor Deborah Jordan and Pastor Jacqueline Oates, Elder Valina Bratton, and Elder Gloria Jean Kelly, J. Kelly. Pastor Prophetess Darlene Gray.
Amen. And we have arranged to make it easier for you to purchase your tickets or to give a donation towards this momentous, extraordinary event. You can text, amen, the word WOW, and you can sow your seed there. If you sow $60 in increments of 60, you will be contacted to confirm your ticket purchase. If you just want to give a donation Again, text WOW and your seed donation there. Amen. Be a blessing. Everyone can't fly in to New York for this event, but you can give something towards it and defray the cost and help underwrite the cost of this event. Amen. You can also join me in purchasing several tickets, amen, to help those who may not be able to purchase to attend but want to attend this event. Amen. And allow Pastor to bless some women who are not as fortunate to be able to go on their own. Amen. But you want to minister and see them blessed. You can text to WOW and sow your seed there. Amen. And when you are contacted for your tickets, you can let them know that you want to donate your tickets, amen, to the ministry so Pastor can give them out, amen. Or you might want to sponsor someone that you know to attend the event, amen. But let's rally behind this, amen. Lady Deborah has a burden for the women. Amen. And men, if you know that your queen is lacking in the wisdom area, amen, instead of criticizing her and condemning her, amen, you can say, honey, I have a surprise. I'm blessing you to go to this luncheon. Amen. Women of wisdom. Amen. And you can bless your spouse. Amen, to attend, or someone you might be interested in dating. Amen. Be a blessing. Amen. And let's stand with our leading lady, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, to be a blessing and to pour in to the women. Amen. She has a lot to offer us. Amen. As the wife of our Archbishop, amen, God has endowed her with a powerful anointing and great wisdom and great grace of temperament, amen, and the ability to move in and out of God's people with such humility, amen. So we all can learn from her. We all can be blessed by her. And if you're not able to participate in attendance, you need to sow towards this event and be a blessing, amen, to someone who may be able to attend but may not have the means at this time, amen. Bless some single mom, amen, to attend this event, amen. God bless you. Thank you all for your attendance on the Midnight Cry. Join us again with Pastor Lady Deborah in the company of prophets. Amen. Submit your prayer requests and let us continue to stand with you for your miracle. There are many testimonies coming forth. Amen. Many miracles of favor coming forth. And I won't share tonight, but I will share tomorrow on the Midnight Cry a testimony that has come forth for my family. Amen. So I thank you, Company of Prophets, for your stand and your continued support. Amen. As God is moving by His Spirit. Amen. God bless you is our prayer. Have a wonderful Friday.